but they never got there. The first disappeared into deep space. Another missed its target when its coordinates were confused. One NASA control center was working in metric, the other in feet and inches. They never lined up, and the probe exploded in the Martian atmosphere. William Boynton had lost precious equipment on both missions. But he decided to try one more time.
This is really my third attempt to get to Mars. And some of my colleagues were saying, Bill, are you crazy? You're doing this a third time? You know, why are you putting so much time in on this? And I just couldn't say no. I think there was just a calling that I had to go back.
So once again, he set about designing an instrument to detect underground water on Mars. After the previous failures, the pressure was on.
The role my instrument has taken in the search for water on Mars is we have a device called a gamma ray spectrometer. And it's designed to determine what elements are present on Mars that make up the surface. And probably the most important one of those is hydrogen, because that's the main constituent element in water.
We have ignition and liftoff of a Delta II rocket carrying NASA on an odyssey back to Mars.
On the 7th of April 2001, NASA launched Odyssey, carrying Boynton's device. And this time, everything went according to plan.
Ignited the Earthstar motors and jettisoned the ground starts. 1-2-step, we have separated the stages. There's second stage ignition.
It's really hard to describe exactly what it's like to have an instrument that you've built be perched on top of a rocket and actually get launched off into space. And you think, I'm on my way to Mars.
Once in Mars orbit, the instrument was deployed, and the gamma ray detector could get to work. All elements, when they're struck by cosmic rays from the Sun and other stars, release gamma rays. The wavelength of the gamma rays differs from element to element, so each has its own signature wavelength.